Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this, our fourth anniversary, show number 150. Woo, woo, woo. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly, outrageously, annoyingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews, and a happy birthday, may I say, to you.
It's gone quickly, hasn't it? Four years.
Well, 4 years I've put up with you. I can't quite believe that.
Well, not quite 4 years. You didn't do the first show.
Oh, I didn't do the first. You did that on your own, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
That must have been
very sad.
It's the
best one. Still the best one.
Yeah. I listened to you once when it was snowing, do you remember? And I couldn't get in, and you did one on your own.
Yeah, but I did 18 hours on my own then. I did the entire day.
But we've got lots of treats to eat because it's our birthday.
We have. We've got a great lineup of guests. We've also got some recorded interviews that I made at the business community breakfast at Gillingham Golf Club in Medway last week. So that's to look forward to later on in the show. But we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in contact with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had a few tweets, so we'll read those in a minute. And we've also got some emails. So I think, Jules, we'll kick off with a couple of emails.
There's a new way of networking, and it's arrived in Canterbury. Thursday the 21st of November, and it's from 7 a.m, and it's at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. It's a new meeting. It's the ABC Network. Now, Chris Pollard told me about this, Chris Connect.
Never heard of him.
Chris Connect It, she said carefully. The ABC Network is one of the fastest growing network groups in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. No joining fee, and you just pay £14 for the cost of the meeting, and this includes breakfast.
Somebody's on the phone.
Yes, you're going to get it.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, email events@castlewoodhotels.com, and you can find out all about it.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Oh, hello, Paul. It's Peter again.
Hello, Peter. I thought it might be you. How are you?
I'm good. I think you might be going to do a shout, but I thought I'd phone you up and say hi.
Yeah.
And do the shout. But, yes, I've got an event tomorrow night following on from the one you just mentioned down at Sittingbourne. Free food and drink. How good could that be?
Hey, what more could you ask for, mate? Free food and drink.
And a talk about how small businesses can get to more sort of welly in the area of getting past the procurement net. So the event's called The Good, the Bad and the Ugly of Procurement. It's a view about how small businesses get kind of, can get through the procurement net, really, is all I need to say about it.
Okay. Are you looking at procurement in general, or is it public sector procurement, or a bit of everything?
Mostly businesses. The public sector comes out towards the ugly end of
absolutely. You're not wrong.
Piece of bold. I mustn't categorise the whole public sector like that, but
fairly much.
So we're talking about the good to the less good, really. And it's at the Coniston Hotel, which is the Best Western hotel in Sittingbourne.
Oh, I know it. Yes, it's a nice hotel, isn't it? Yeah.
6:30 to grab up, and then sort of I think there's an AGM stuck in the middle somewhere.
Okay. Do they have to book before they come, or let you know they're coming, or
it would be nice to tell me because it is someone else's event, but I think there'll be an oversupply of food, so if anyone feels that they're hungry, then that's the thing to do.
Jules has just left now, carrying a whole heap of carrier bags, just to warn you.
Lovely.
I eat like a bird, you know, a vulture.
So 6:30 tomorrow night at the Coniston Hotel, Sittingbourne. Go along and hear Peter.
Yep.
All about procurement.
Thank you very much.
Good man. Thanks for calling, Pete.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Cheers, mate. Bye.
He's very good at getting through, isn't he, old cookie?
Yeah, somebody left the phone on ring now. I don't know who did that.
Wasn't me.
No, no.
I know I get the blame for everything,
I didn't
but
blame
it wasn't
you.
Me.
I just said somebody.
But you looked in my direction.
I can't help it. I'm looking in your direction permanently.
As I was saying, this new way of networking, there is an email for this. It's events@castlewoodshotels.com. And it's £14 and it's at the Best Western Abbots Barton, and the ABC networking starts at 7 a.m. Also this Thursday it's the Kent Business Tweet Up, which has been going for 9 years now, and it's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable.
You'd think they'd been tired, wouldn't you? Can I give it a break?
How many sleeps? How many sleeps have they had? The Whitstable.
some kind of Guinness. Sorry, I'm on a roll now. This is some kind of Guinness World Record attempt at networking. Oh, 9 years!
Well, I do love a roll. Anyway, it's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. It's this Thursday, 10 to 12. With the lovely Ken Lloyd and myself officiating. All welcome. It's free, and that's what it's all about. And then the following Thursday, the last Thursday of the month, it's at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking and the biggest bed selection in town. Was that you trumping, or was it my phone? It was my phone, I think.
I think it was your phone.
Yeah, that's a relief. Yeah. I thought it was all those figs you'd had.
Yeah, so you were accusing me of trumping on air.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Ever the professional.
Yeah. It was her phone, folks. Why she's got a trump ringtone, we don't want to ask.
I think it's Chris Pollard as well doing it. He's so naughty.
Is he?
Now, the Kent Invicta Chamber, she said, bringing it all back together again. Networking breakfasts include a full English. It's at 8 to 9.30. And it's Friday the 15th of November. Is that this Friday? No, it's gone, isn't it, that
it's
one?
Gone.
The Dog and Bear, Lenham. Anyway, you missed that. So the next one is the 5th of December, and it's at the Holiday Inn, Ashford. Titter ye not. Ashford North, Ashford.
The preparation is to be
well,
hard.
Well, I had to eat my boiled egg, didn't I?
And
then Josie
listen,
arrived.
I've got to tell you, listen, she's eating a boiled egg. Yeah, she's eaten 5 pounds of cheese. She's eaten fresh figs just flown in from Turkey.
Yeah.
A handful of almond nuts, yeah, which she actually recognised this time, so that was an advantage. And she's got six large jam, gluten-free coconut rings
Mrs.
that she's
Crimble's,
half her way through.
Mrs. Crimble's.
Yeah, Mrs. Crimble's favourite.
Just to say
And listener, I have to tell you...
Then you want me to read the press releases.
This is just a pre-lunch snack. So to ask her to read press releases as well just impinges on
her
personal eating time.
I would have got egg on it, darling. I didn't want to do that.
I know.
But it's a superior show, Scoff and Quaff, that we do actually eat on it quite a lot. We had some Winterdale cheese. Fabulous it was. With the lovely Robin Betts. And we also had Pierre Luigi coffee. Superior show, 11 to 12 every week. So these networking breakfasts, you can find them at a part of the Kent Invicta Chamber. So check them out. There's also an afternoon tea networking. God, do people ever do any work?
Nope.
So that's on Friday the 6th of December, and it's Clyde cream and finger sandwiches and a selection of cakes and a plain scone with clyde cream and jam.
Why are you doing that in a wench accent?
Clyde cream.
Is there any particular reason?
Does Sarah like my dumplings in clyde cream?
Right.
I have to be careful, otherwise you'll fall off your chair. Clyde cream. So that's Friday the 6th of December. It's in the Old Town Hall, Gravesend. And it's £15 for chamber members. And if you want to book, www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events.
Cool. We've had some Twitters on the Twitter.
Yeah.
We've got some new listeners. G.A. Carpentry and Bexhill Lions Club are listening in.
You needed a carpenter, didn't you?
Yeah. So welcome, folks. Thank you for listening in. We've also had a tweet from long-term listener, Telfcare Limited, over there on Medway City Estate at Rochester, and the Seven Oaks Candle Company. Mike Pitt, who was a guest on the show a few weeks back.
Ah, the lovely Mike.
Yeah. Have a great show today with that jewel surfing woman. Hopefully she's wearing her glasses.
No, they're on the coffee table, Mike. Should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike does a nice little number in how to blog effectively to promote your business. So do check him out. You can find him on the Twitter. He's known as The Mike Pitt. That's P-I-T-T.
He actually writes occasionally for the Evening Standard.
He does indeed.
Yes.
Yep. We've also had tweets in from MindFit Limited, Tunbridge Farmers Market, a million from Jules Serkin, and a new listener called Promotion House.
Oh,
so thank you for that.
Wonder what they do.
Shall we find out?
Yeah, let's.
You read a tweet and I'll find
out. Okay, Venom Tech Limited.
I found out already, you're not now.
What?
I found out already.
You
were too
you?
Slow.
Yeah. Go on then.
Promotions House are a print company. We are high quality litho and digital printers offering a friendly personal service, and they are based in Edenbridge in Kent.
I love a lilo, especially in my pool. Venom Tech have said, hi guys, on your fourth anniversary show, have a brilliant, brilliant day. Love Business Bunker. We look forward to many more.
You're reading from the top of the list again.
Yeah. Can you not shake your Diet Coke at me, please?
Well, can you not read from the top of
my list?
I think
you need to cut out on your caffeine anyway. I told you that.
You're right.
Have you taken your acidophilus?
Yes.
Yeah? Good boy. There's a cookery course. This would make a fabulous Christmas present. Now, this is with the amazing Ruth Denzel. Who's Denzel? Oh, yeah, Washington.
Denzel.
No, Denzel Washington.
Washington.
I was thinking of.
Washington Denzel.
Yeah.
Or Denzel Washington, are you?
Talking of washing machines.
As which you weren't.
I've got a fabulous washing machine repair if anybody needs one. He's lovely. Anyway, you can buy...
He's not in your wardrobe with Billy, is he?
No, he's at my daughter's house,
in. Oh, you started an overflow, have you?
Yeah, there was a leak. Buy a cookery course. Talking of leaks, Christmas Day. You could have leaks, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Buy a cookery course from the lovely Ruth Denzel. You can phone her. I'm going to give that out in a minute. First, I'm going to read her email, which is gardenofenglandcookschool.co.uk. And I really highly recommend her cookery school. Fabulous, and her food is amazing. The number is 01303 873 535, and that's the Garden of England Cook School.co.uk for an unusual and very useful Christmas gift. Paul Andrews, what do you think?
What, cookery lessons for Christmas gift?
Yeah, I think that's quite
good. It's a good idea. Yeah, why not?
And also, she says we're getting busy for Christmas and we're getting ready, and if you want, you can buy ready stuff from them. They've got hams. We can be a bit hammy on this show, can't we?
You can.
Earl Grey poached gammon with treacle glaze, £12 a kilo, or honey and mustard roast gammon, £12 a kilo. You could do that in a Cornish accent, couldn't you? Roast gammon, honey and mustard.
Oh, you could.
For sir.
You could do that, aye.
We could
just talk about food all day
and then,
in a West Country accent.
And then you could go into a little bit of French with a chicken liver parfait. So you can buy lots of stuff from her anyway. Contact Ruth Denzel on 01303 873 3535 to order your smoked salmon pate or whatever you want. She also does pies and savouries.
Cool. Well, we're talking about food, which unusually with Jules, we always end up talking about.
Yeah.
I heard about this the other day. It says, we're pleased and proud to announce that last night at the Bangladesh Caterers Association Awards, the Raj Pavilion won. We are now officially the Southeast Best Indian Restaurant 2013, and that's the Raj Pavilion, who are in 20 Grove Hill, Tunbridge Wells. So well done to those guys.
Here's that's a little brilliant sound effect for Chris Connect, if he's listening, for the Josie Maguire, having her well filled up.
Chris, you need to know that she just spilt water all down her front.
In my
well.
Handbag as yeah. well. Yeah, I know. It happens.
Anyway, the Raj Pavilion of Tunbridge Wells have won Best Indian Restaurant 2013, so a massive well done to them. And while we're talking about Kent-based organisations winning awards, Elsatex, who are a textile firm based in Strood, have won the Business of the Year at the Medway Business Awards. Elsatex, who are based in Priory Road, Strood, supply textiles such as towels and tea towels to health clubs, hospitals, retailers and the overseas market. Their turnover has now reached a whopping £5 million per annum, and they are on an upward growth path to reach £10 million in the next couple of years. So well done to Elsatex on winning Medway Business of the Year.
Yeah, that's a coup. Mm. And the lovely Neville Gaunt on Twitter has said, congratulations, good luck with the 150th show. Thought Paul was looking younger! Exclamation mark.
Thanks,
Thank you, Neville.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one here, which is from the Channel Chamber. This is like the Channel Chamber show today. Free interactive business planning session. You can learn three common blocks stopping many good businesses from growing. That's very useful, isn't it? Get 10 quick cash flow strategies to take away with you. Leave the session with your personal one-page business action plan, meet other like-minded business owners, kickstart your business improvement and growth plans, plus much more. So this event is not for everyone, only those that are really serious about improving and growing their business. So the event date is the 19th of November at 4 p.m. And it's the Marsh Academy Community Hub. Where is that, pray tell?
New Romney.
So you know everything, don't you? Mm-hmm. The Marsh Academy. So you need to contact them, or you can email info@kentba.co.uk, reference KBA013, and there's a phone number 01233 668809, and that's the free interactive business planning session at the Marsh Academy.
Fabulous. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
A bit of the Irish Blarney.
No, we've already played that. I've got a special request from Zoe Cairns. She asked if we play this, which is a bit of Robbie Williams.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome to the zoo. Bits of disappointments, except for one or two. Some of them are angry, some of them are mean. Most of them are twisted, few of them are clean. And when you go dancing with young men go, just keep it simple. You don't have to kiss though. Don't waste time with the Egypts to think that they're heroes. They will betray you. Stick with us weirdos. For us every call. Baby, be a giant. Let the world be small. Some of them are deadly, some don't let it show. If they try and hurt you, just let your daddy know. Oh, and you go giving your heart, make sure that if they haven't earned it, keep searching, it's worth it.
I'll be there. When you need me, I'll be there.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and a lovely Jill Serkin. That was a bit of Robbie Williams there, especially for Zoe Cairns. So, welcome back. We're going to speak to our first guest very shortly. We've got a couple of things I want to read first. We've got a tweet from another new follower, which is SMG Volkswagen Vans. And SMG Volkswagen Vans are based in Tunbridge, and as their name suggests, they are involved with Volkswagen Transport. And you can follow them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is SMG_VW_Vans. That's SMG_VW_Vans. Or you can follow them at their website, which is smgvans.co.uk. So do check them out. And thank you for listening to the show, guys. We've also had a tweet from Flower Patch Farm and from Westwood Golf. Let's see if we can find out where Westwood Golf are. Westwood Golf, it's all about the ball. Look here to find out more. And they're based in Chichester in West Sussex. So thank you for that, guys. Thank you for listening in. We're going to do an email here that may be of interest. A scheme to encourage shoppers to buy local goods to help our economy is gathering steam.
This is fabulously written, isn't it?
The 10% campaign asks shoppers to make sure at least a tenth of their purchases are produced produced locally. Every £1 spent within the county generates £1.76 for the region's economy, compared to just 36p when spent in major retailers. Stephanie Durling, who's leading the campaign for Produced in Kent, told Jules Serkin, never heard of her, on Channel Radio's The Scoff and Quaff Show.
Oh, that is a superior show, 11 to 12 every Tuesday.
Stephanie said the average family spends £54.80 on food and non-alcoholic drinks. Good job she didn't check Jules's bill then. If they switch 10% of this to regional suppliers, they would lead to an estimated extra £1.7 million a year in the local economy, which is really appealing for more businesses to adopt the 10% campaign. So what a fabulous idea. What they're asking everyone to do is to look at spending just 10% of your weekly outgoings on local enterprise and local shops and local businesses. That will stimulate the local economy, local jobs and everything else. So what a fabulous idea.
Yes,
so do follow up.
I popped that in my business column, Paul Andrews, and you've obviously snaffled it out of the Whitstable Times.
I did indeed. I saw it there and I thought, what an interesting thing, I might read that.
You spotted it.
I did indeed. Cool. Do you know, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker today's first guest, Mr. Jonathan Ryan. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
Hello.
Jonathan is a photographer extraordinaire, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself and what he does. And there's some really interesting, it's not just photography, there's some interesting slants on what he does, and we'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, tell the listener a little bit about Jonathan.
Yeah, it's a bit more complicated than photography, but I've been working in Canterbury for about 6-7 years, doing a lot of social photography, but also working with small businesses on their websites and makeovers for their business profiles. Just lately, I've started working with Google on putting businesses literally on the map through virtual tours. So if you're familiar with Google Street View, it takes you right down the road past the business. And what I do is add on the next bit where people can actually walk into the business, look around and see what it's like.
Wow. So you kind of do 3D views and stuff like that of a business. So how does that exactly work? So is that part of Google Maps, or is it an addition that you provide that goes on someone's website?
It is. It's a plug-in to Google Maps. So right. the photographs I take get uploaded to Google servers and stitched into Google Maps, but also people can add them to their own websites.
Okay.
It's just like adding a video from YouTube.
Right.
You just click and copy the code.
Okay. So if I go into Jules's website, for instance, and you've done your magic on her website, basically, I can have a look round her house. I can look in her wardrobe and find out
all the
people she's got locked in there.
That's exactly what the purpose is. Yeah,
exactly.
What he's failing to tell you is that he came around the other day and looked through my telescope out to sea and said, "This telescope isn't working very well.
Get a story right." See, you only ever tell half the story.
Do I?
I looked through the telescope and I could see out into the bay. And then I looked through my left eye and it was fine. And when I looked through my right eye, I couldn't see anything. And I thought I'd gone blind in my right eye.
And I cured you, didn't I?
You did. by telling me that there was actually a wooden post in front of the in front of the right binocular.
Yeah,
I instantly cured him.
Anyway,
I'm a doctor, you know.
Anyway, wow. Anyway, back to the far more interesting Jonathan Ryan.
Fabulous Jonathan Ryan.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about this. So you take a number of, are they still
They are still, yeah. It's not a video tour, yeah. But it allows people to kind of walk through at their own speed.
Right, okay.
It is actually, I've actually looked at it because Jonathan and I are working together. So if anybody wants to see some, you know, Jonathan can send him the videos. But was it Café Maresque, the one you sent me?
Oh, I love Café Maresque, the Moroccan restaurant. Yeah,
So what you do is Jonathan takes the pictures and you actually, so you see the cobbled street. First of all, at the beginning, then you go through the doors.
So you go up Butchery Lane.
But you can choose. You know, do you go up the stairs or do you go straight into the kitchen? So I went into the kitchen.
Obviously.
You can see it's all clean and tidy. Then you look at the loos. You go right into the loo. So he's been through the whole of it. And then you get this. Say you're coming from London and you want to check it out first. You get the whole snapshot. It is amazing.
Cool.
Really amazing.
Thank you for that. Should we talk to Jonathan now?
Yeah.
Well, snapshot's
so
a word
excited.
We try not to use, really.
Yeah. Actually, that was a professional slight.
Yes.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I love Café Maresque as well. Okay, so you take all these views and you add them around a plug-in to Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, you then have them on your website.
That's right. The business owns the pictures. So
right.
Although they live on Google servers, you can easily copy them onto a website.
Okay, cool. And I mean, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous idea, and you're aware of this, but maybe our listeners aren't so much. You know, one of the things about websites is that you need to refresh content on a regular basis. And nowadays, the kind of content that people want to see are pictures, video, sometime audio, whatever, different things. It isn't just the written word any longer that forms part of the content. And funnily enough, there was a huge debate. I run a group on LinkedIn, imaginatively called Kent, which there are 4,000 Kent-based businesses on there. And we've had a rolling debate, and it's one of the biggest debates we've ever had on there, about copyrighted photographs.
Okay.
Because a lot of people just go on to, they Google, find a photograph on the web, cut and paste it onto their website, and then carry on blindly. Without realising they've copyrighted somebody, you know, somebody's copyrighted photograph.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that anything that they can find on Google is available for free use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it isn't. So
generally, no.
No. And, of course, I don't know if you know, but there's a couple of companies at the moment that are very active in pursuing that. There's a Dutch company that have spent the last year going around charging people with using copyrighted photographs. So to engage someone like you is even more important now, because you know that not only are the photographs you're going to get specific for you, you actually own the rights to them too.
That's right. Yeah, the business basically hires me to take the pictures, and as well as doing the tours whilst I'm there, I also take sort of points of interest pictures. So if it's a restaurant, we've got some of Café Maresque food on the website right now, little details from around the business and things like that.
Cool. So, how did you get into doing that?
Google called me one day.
Oh, right, okay. As
and,
I would.
And when I realised it wasn't
Jonathan
a scam.
Black over Canterbury.
There's a friend of mine been doing this in the West Country for quite a while, and they're rolling out across the country.
Right.
So there's, I think at the moment, a couple of hundred photographers throughout the UK who can offer this service.
Okay, so basically you actually do this in conjunction with Google.
Yeah, I'm not working for them. I'm freelance, but I literally log into the Google servers when it's finished and upload the stuff. So if street map's wrong and there's a war over it again, then yeah, it's my fault.
Jonathan, what's your patch then? Which patch are you doing for Google?
East Kent, pretty loosely defined as Kent.
And I mean, what I thought about it, Paul, was, and Jonathan was, and Josie, was that it's a very reasonable way of not only getting the Google and the SEO up on your website, but also you get to keep the photos. So if some people haven't got decent photos, it's a very, very reasonably priced. It starts from $250, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it's a good thing to mention SEO as well, because there's lots of things you can do for search engine optimization. But one of the best things you can do is whatever Google tell you to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, the best free thing you could possibly do is go to your Google Plus page and update it with pictures, with content, and put it on there.
Okay. So just walk us through how that works. So I've got a business. I've got a website. My business happens to be in Canterbury. It's called Fruitworks. And we actually have rather nice premises. It's a converted Victorian warehouse.
Oh, lovely.
So it's rather nice. So I decide I want some Google Street View type photographs. What do I do? To see if it's there, or is it possible for me to ring you up and go, "Oi, come and take some photographs and put them on Google"?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
be a bit more polite than
just
that. When you ring.
I'm like that. I'm really brusque when I'm doing business. Yeah,
but no, it's exactly that. You call me up and say, "Yes, I own this business. Can you come down? We arrange a time." Different people prefer different times. So some cafes go, "We'd like it when it's quite busy."
Mm-hmm.
The only restriction on that is if there's people in there at the time, then because of Google's privacy laws, we have to blur all the faces of the people.
Okay.
So no real people appear on there.
Okay. And you have to blur them, or do you just have to get permission for them to be
there? No, we have to blur them.
Okay. But they look all right. You've blurred them beautifully, I must say.
Thank you.
He does. He blurs
blur
them beautifully.
Someone beautifully.
He does. Somehow it doesn't look obvious.
It's pretty much like if you see somebody on Street View, then because of all the privacy concerns in the UK, they're blurred. And number plates of cars as well.
Cool. Okay, so we just call you up, you come over, you take a few pictures, paint out people's faces if there are any people hanging around. And
yeah, it takes about between 1 and 2 hours, depending on the size of business, to take pictures. Then I go away, edit those, stitch them together into panoramas, upload them to Google servers, and it goes through a QC process, which can take a little while. And it goes live on the Street View.
What's QC?
Quality control. To make sure I blurred everybody.
So it's Quality Street.
Now, as far as Google are concerned, did Google actually do anything with those photographs?
They host them on their websites.
Yeah, but I mean, are they searchable and usable?
They are. An awful lot of businesses don't realise they've probably already got a Google Plus page. And they appear on the business's Google Plus page.
Right, okay.
And they're also revealed in local searches.
Okay. Which, hence, that helps all your SEO and stuff like that.
Most searches right now are done on mobile devices.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they're local searches, so you come up very highly on those searches.
Cool.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
It's a fabulous
idea.
I really love it. I'm actually blown away by it. I think it's a fabulous idea.
I do.
And there are... It is another string to adding good quality content to websites. You know, one of the biggest problems nowadays is that we're all so used to websites, and we see a gazillion websites every day, that it's very difficult keeping people engaged. And visual things do keep people engaged far easier than having to wade through tons of text that they may or may not find useful or interesting. Whereas a glance at some visual stuff that's visually appealing, it keeps people locked into what you're trying to do. So I think it's a fabulous idea.
But it's also, Paul Andrews, the whole thing of tourism, because if you're coming from Germany or whatever and you Google nice Arabic restaurant in Canterbury, you can do a virtual tour. You just look at the kitchens, and when I saw what Jonathan done, the kitchen was spotless, and that would make me want to go there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, whereas if you saw a few old rotting cabbages or whatever, you wouldn't want to go. So it's another little string.
I like a rotting cabbage.
It's another string, isn't it, to the whole tourist thing,
absolutely.
As well as the SEO.
No, absolutely. You know,
it's a no-brainer, basically.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. All of those kind of things engage the potential customer on a far deeper level and get people drawn into what you're doing. And again, I was being serious. That's why something like Fruitworks in Canterbury, it's a great thing, you know. We're really proud of the premises that we've got and the facilities that we've got. So to be able to show people that is really useful.
Yeah.
Cool. So how do we find out more about this, Jonathan? How do we get hold of you?
Go to my website. It's walkthroughphotos.co.uk.
Got any pictures on it?
There's a couple on there, yeah. So yeah, there's a bunch of virtual tours on there, and you can kind of find out more about the details and so on.
Fabulous. Just shout the website out again.
It's walkthroughphotos.co.uk.
Brilliant. We will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, although I think we've already got one. So people can actually, they don't have to remember it. They go into the website and they can find it and click on it and have a look. For the moment, Jonathan, thank you so much for that. It's really fascinating and interesting. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in. But for the moment, Mr. Jonathan Ryan of walkthroughphotos.co.uk. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
It's good, isn't it? I told you you'd be impressed.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm really good. I'm going to go and find out all about
it. For once, you've agreed with me.
Yeah, sadly.
Paul Andrews, are you paying more than £15 a month for your business mobile contract? if you are, please contact info@connect-it.co. So that's info@connect-it.co. And there's a phone number, 08456-885122, to talk through your business mobile contract. Must be something to do with Mr. Chris Pollard, I believe.
Yeah. I've got an offer here for the listeners of Business Bunker, which is a bit interesting. I was tweeting the other day about some soup what I slurped.
Well, yes, and you slurped it very delicately, didn't you?
I slurped it in great big gollops.
What flavours did you have?
Over the weekend, I had tomato and chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, I had vegetable harari.
What is a harari? I don't know.
It's a bean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a green bean?
It's more of a black bean.
Is it?
Mm.
Okay.
And it was stonkingly gorgeous.
Well, it was Riverford Organic, wasn't it?
And it was Riverford Organic soup. Mm. And it was low calorie, a high nutrition, very filling, although I did eat a double portion, to be honest.
Yeah, it was supposed to be shared, wasn't it?
I know, but I didn't have
anyone. Didn't you invite me round?
I didn't have anyone to share it with, so I ate it myself.
I was at home having a bit of old dried up cheese, I think.
Anyway, I was waxing lyrical about it on Twitter, because I just thought the soup...
You're making our guest titter.
Am I?
They're both tittering.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I was waxing lyrical about it because I thought it was stonkingly superb soup. It was lovely. And I got a tweet from the Organic Sisters, the lovely Caroline and Liz, who are from Riverford_Kent on the Twitter. And they say, we could do an offer to the Business Bunker listeners.
That's a
if
good
they
idea.
Set up a regular fruit order with us, they will get a pot of our award-winning organic soup free. And I've got to tell you, listeners, it is well worthwhile. So if you'd like to do that, you can do that by tweeting them at Riverford_Kent, or you can call them on Canterbury, which is 01227 730 335, and quote Business Bunker, and you will get a free pot of soup with every fruit order that you put in.
That's a really good... You can... I've just discussed this with them, because I know Telcare had a fruit box delivered for their work. You can have fruit or veg, and it can be delivered to your home or your office. So if you're out all day and you don't think you can pick it up, it can be delivered to your office or your home. Or they're very good at hiding it. They hide mine behind my bins.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble with you, Jules.
Why?
Well, what? We have to hide food from you, otherwise you eat it.
Well, I need to keep my pecker up, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you liked your soup. Will you be putting in another order?
I'm sure I will, yes, because this soup was absolutely delightful. It was really gorgeous. I'm not making up. It was really lovely.
Go Vicinity Creative, the fabulous Rob Parker, who's always sorting out my scrapes for me, one scrape after another. Do you know, I just had... I'm on my press-up website... It's been with this company for, I don't know, 10 years. Jonathan, you'll like this one. And they suddenly said to me that I wasn't allowed to have any backup on it, and I was infringing their terms and conditions, and that I needed to take it down immediately, otherwise they would scrub out my whole website. And really? I've been with them for 10 years. It's outrageous. So I just phoned Rob Parker, and he's very sweetly, he grits his teeth when I ring him. I don't know why, but he does. But he's saying, very interesting listening to Jonathan Ryan, and great idea. And yes, you have to be very careful with the photocopyright. Somebody got done, another agency. And they say, we love Google Plus, Jules Serkin, Vinyl Web. Have you got a page we can follow too, guys?
I'm personally on Google Plus as Paul Andrews.
Oh, I signed up, but I haven't really done anything. But Jonathan Ryan's coming round to sort me
I'll
out.
I'll sort you out.
Yeah. Well, I recently, over the weekend, because I was bored, signed up to Google Plus.
I'm never bored.
I'm always bored.
I've run
out of social media things to sign up to, though.
If you get bored...
Google Plus was my last one, and I've signed up to Google Plus, and I have all of... two people in my circle currently.
Yeah, because you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I signed up about 5 years ago.
Which is me and my cat and the fat squirrel that lives in my garden, basically.
Oh, he's got his own Twitter account now, the fat squirrel.
Yeah, apparently.
Did you know?
Yeah, I heard.
Mm. Bit nutty.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We've had a few tweets. We've had Karen Wilkins, Avocet Karen, Avocet Recruitment. We're going to hear from Karen later because I've got an interview recorded with her.
I'm so glad you said that because I always call her Advocate.
Yeah.
She's upsetting.
We've also had a tweet from Barbara Adams, who's a virtual assistant.
And Chris Pollard's annoying me because he said, any photos, Jules? I've been tweeting them out for the last three quarters of an hour.
Well, you know what he's
honestly
like. He doesn't pay attention, does he?
Can't get the listeners. Mm. Did you know that you can create a warm and cosy home for your Christmas, Paul Andrews, by ordering your flooring by Saturday the 23rd of November? Gee, I need a hall floor. Solid or engineered wood. Do it yourself, DIY, or get Paul Andrews round to pop it down. And fully fitted, your choice. Stunning oak wood flooring. I would like a parquet. Can they do parquet? Ask them. Oak wood flooring imported from Belgium brings a natural warmth and character to your living space. Extremely hard wearing. Made from renewable sources, and if looked after correctly, it will give you a lifetime of service. So let's have a look at this. You need to contact www.oakforestflooring.co.uk, and they said competitive rates, UK arrival before Christmas, DIY, I guess I'd save money, or fully fitted, collection and delivery of service available. I'm into that. If you can do me a parquet flooring, but I was thinking about underfloor heating underneath.
Yeah, you can do that. You can put underfloor heating round, under a parquet floor.
If I get
floor.
It ordered, you'll pop round. I'll make the coffee.
There me? Go. Why am I
well,
coming
you
around?
You heard that, Jonathan. He said, you heard
I'm
that.
I'm coming round to warm up your floor.
You're coming round to
really?
pop the floor down.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
We've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt. Neville is the chair of the North Kent Federation of Small Business. And he says, could you give us a shout out for the North Kent AGM, which is at 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 20th. That's manana, isn't it?
Yeah.
5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday the 20th. If you'd like to come to the North Kent Federation of Small Business Annual General Meeting, could you call on 01622 688 134 just to let them know that you're coming? That's the North Kent FSB Wednesday the 20th. I'm not sure where it is, but when you call to book, they'll tell you, but it'll be somewhere in Gravesend. Cool. We've got 40 more tweets, which I'll get round to eventually. And we've also got some pre-recorded interviews to play you. But it's an absolute, absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the gorgeous Miriam McGurk, otherwise known as the author, Josie Maguire. Miriam, I don't know where to start with you. Blimey.
We're just getting the name right,
well,
which helped with so
well,
many names.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah
many
absolutely,
names.
Absolutely.
I'm really, really, really not trying to confuse you guys. Thank you so, so much for having me back on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Really and truly. And especially on this, your 150th show.
Yeah.
And your fourth anniversary. So thank you for the opportunity. And I truly am honoured. And in your honour, this visit, I've actually had two magic carpets made, and they're resting outside the front door, and it will help you whiz around between now and Christmas.
Oh, fabulous.
Now,
we like a magic carpet.
Paul, you think your Porsche's kind of speedy. Wait till you get on this magic carpet.
And it's good, because I bought some shake and vac in as well.
Oh, that was handy.
Well, that's it. That's it. Absolutely.
Now, we're going to talk in a moment about your launch party, which is this Thursday, for Tales from Turkey, which is your new book, fabulous. Yeah. But before we do that, I think you've got a bit of a giveaway to tell our listeners about.
Yes. Well, coming on the show and it being your birthday and anniversary, I thought let's give away three books Facebook...
Yeah, so you've got
three Tales from Turkey books signed by my good self.
Fabulous.
Or actually no, Josie Maguire. And
your alter ego.
My alter ego. Mm.
And she of the sarong and the flip flops.
That's right, that's her. And for the most interesting reason as to why
they should get a copy of the book.
Exactly.
Okay.
Receive a copy of the book. That's exactly it.
So what we're looking for, listeners, is we're going to give you a Facebook page in a minute, which is the Facebook page for Tales in Turkey. What we, if you'd like a free copy of the book signed by the Josie Maguire, what you need to do is go to the Facebook page we're going to give you in a moment,
yes,
and give a reason as to why you would like to get a copy of the book. And the three most novel, interesting, quirky, different, weird, strange, strangely worrying reasons will be the winners of the book. And what we will do, we will announce the winners.
Actually, they have the followers have between now and midnight on Thursday.
Okay.
As you say, to write in one of the best reasons, and I will sign the book, and you'll announce it.
We'll announce it on Twitter and obviously on Tales from Turkey Facebook page.
Yes.
And we'll also tell everybody next week on the show as well. So to recap, you need to go to the Facebook page, which Miriam's going to give us in a moment.
Yes.
And then put a quirky reason why you want to receive a copy of the book. So if you tell the listeners what the Facebook page is.
Well, the Facebook page is Josie Maguire business page.
Okay,
Josie Maguire business page.
Okay, so if you go to Facebook and search for Josie Maguire business page, we'll find a link to it as well, and we'll put the link on the Business Bunker Radio Show page so that you can find that and put your reason for wanting a copy of Tales from Turkey. Now then, you've got a huge launch party on Thursday night over in Medway. But why don't you tell those listeners, and there aren't many of them, there are not many of them out there that have not heard about the famous Tales from Turkey, but why don't you give us a little bit of background into what inspired you to write this book, and then tell us a little bit about what the book's about without giving away the ending.
No, we mustn't give away, because it's a book of short stories.
It was the butler what done it.
It was. Okay. For about 20 years, I was very ill.
Right.
And I carried on working long hours and just pushed through all the fog and the green, amber and red lights. And I collapsed one evening.
Wow.
It was April 1997. And I was only married 6 months to my gorgeous superhero.
Superman.
Mm. Superhero.
So we've heard.
Yeah. And I was diagnosed with a pretty devastating illness. And I was just shocked, bewildered, and just disbelief. Didn't really get the kind of help from the medical profession.
Sure.
Well, there's a surprise.
Oh, there's a thing. And you know, a few years went by. There was no improvement. One of the health practitioners that I had been seeing had suggested, why don't you move to a different climate, natural environment? And she had suggested southwestern Turkey, Portugal,
right,
or the mountains of India.
Right, which is okay. A pretty big thing to tell someone to do,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Up sticks.
Go to Turkey or India, yeah, there's a good girl.
I'm sorry you're ill, but can you just go?
Yeah. And at the time, Chris and myself, as in Chris Pollard, Chris and myself had maybe talked about going back to Ireland because it was family, but of course not the climate. We talked about going to France, but again, you know. So fast forward to 2003... 2001 initially, and I spent a little bit of time in southwestern Turkey, and it was like coming home. I mean, it was just quite incredible.
Wow.
And over 3 years, I started to spend more and more time in Turkey,
right,
and I really noticed a turnaround in energy and feel-good factor. And
do you think that was a combination of not just the climate, but the lifestyle and diet and all that kind of thing?
It was the natural environment, no air pollution, eating really, really good quality organic food that basically is in the ground or the sea in the morning. It's on your table by lunchtime.
Mm.
And it was the calmness, the quietness, the whole stillness, the whole environment. And the Turks have a saying, yavash, yavash, which is slowly, slowly. And they just deal with what's in front of them. They're not rushing. There's no, you know, we don't rush, we don't dash, we don't do pressure, that kind of thing. But actually, the first over a three-year period, I was spending more time there. And then in 2003, we made the decision that I would spend up to 5 months living there because the benefits were huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Sure.
There was a real turnaround. But it actually, from that, initially I was actually going to write a book about Ireland, Irish Catholic and Guilty, and all of that.
Right.
And I'd actually written something like 87,000 words. But being in Turkey, being initially by the beach, and you can imagine just the purity of the air, and then moving within a year up to the mountains, this beautiful, beautiful 2,000 feet up a mountain, just untouched for 150 years or more. Mm. It really grabbed my attention, the culture, the language, how people live their lives every day. You know, in our village, there are quite a few of the villagers who are over 101 years of age.
Really?
And still walking around, still working, still tilling the land. All of that. So, but it took me the first 3 years of spending 5 months there. It was letting go to the kind of life I had lived here.
Yeah, sure.
It really did. Whereas husband, pig in, and it's only in the last 2 years that my whole world is starting to open up.
Right.
But I was so inspired to write the stories of just observations and fun adventures. Mm. And the experiences, I would never have experienced them in here or in Dublin or whatever, because Turkey in many ways is 30 odd years behind where I live. So I started with about 500 words, just short little nuggets of my observations.
Right.
And I just thought, hold on a minute, I can actually develop these. Mm. Because every time I walk up the mountain or go into one of the villages, I come back with a story. And I actually finished the stories five, seven years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
And I actually finished the stories and then set about thinking it was going to be the easiest thing in the world, looking for an editor, publisher, agent. And even in Ireland, I would either get a no response or a no, or led up the garden path to almost signing something, and then they drop into the equation. Well, you know, the economy. And short stories are not really what people want to read about. Whereas I believe short stories, and especially in Europe, especially here, everyone's time short. Mm. Everyone is, as I've said earlier, rushing and dashing and all of that. And to me, they're dip in, dip out, dip in, dip out.
Absolutely.
So it's a whole series of short stories of my adventures of this Irish woman living up the mountain, and just shock horror at some of the things that have happened to me. But all done with fun and humour.
Sure.
And I've absolutely loved this journey. I've absolutely loved this journey. And then last August a year ago, I met my now editor and publisher, Miles Allen, and Redback Publishing, which is his company. And he has just, my book has just been published through Redback. And last night, I received my first box of published books.
Fabulous.
And we have them in the studio.
And I've got a copy.
Yes. And three are going to be given away as a prize.
That's right.
Josie or Miriam, am I calling you Josie? I'm never quite sure. What did that mean to you and Chris with your marriage? You spending 5 months suddenly. It was a huge decision for you.
It was a huge decision. And initially, actually, Chris moved out with me. And he actually spent time in Turkey, and he actually was running a business in Turkey.
Right.
And it's only in the last 2 years, with family bereavement, that Chris has actually moved back. And actually, that's been the most, because we were on this learning journey together.
Together, and now you're
yeah, and what separated. A man, what a trooper. There's not many. He said, wherever we need to go, because we'd thrown money at getting me sorted, getting me right. But actually, no one can get you right. You have to get you right. And so now, because I manage things, I'm in a different place, it's only really that my confidence has grown, my self-esteem has come back. And also, Paul, my belief that I could actually publish a book. And I think it was last September, November, I said to Chris, 2013 is my year. I'm going to publish this book by the end of 2013. And it's going to happen. I never believed I could do that before, but now something had changed, and I'm just the magic that has happened. The magic that has happened is unbelievable, and the support I have had in the last year, in the last 10 months, has been quite incredible. And it initially started by Chris enrolling me or asking me to join him for at a breakfast club, ABC Networks. Very early one morning, I couldn't even speak. And of course, everyone was just so fabulous and welcoming. But having to even stand up for 1 minute to say whatever my mission statement or my mission, whatever I said at the time. But I have to say ABC Networks. And they have been, it's just blown me away. Just blown me away. Fabulous. Apart from my core friends and my goodness, Paul and Jules, you have been phenomenal. In your support.
It's an absolute
really
pleasure.
Phenomenal.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're fully on board with what you're saying. We just had a tweet from Lisa Settle, who's given us the full address of your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tales from Turkey. So if you go to that, it's facebook.com/Tales from Turkey, and you can put your entry for getting a free copy of Miriam's book there.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, thank you for that, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
It always helps if people
it
give
does.
Us a link.
Yes.
And we've tweeted that out as well. Brilliant. So the launch party is Thursday,
okay.
Miriam.
So the launch party is on Thursday evening at the Innovation Centre, which is Maidstone.
It's City Way, Rochester.
Rochester thank Airport. You. By yeah. Rochester Airport.
Yeah.
It starts at 5:30 till 8:30. The fabulous and exotic Jules Sirkin will be in attendance, introducing...
Only if she can use a stone before Thursday.
Oh, yes. Yes, she will. And Jules is going to open the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, Paul, that you also will be mixing and mingling and sharing your magnetism with us all.
I'll be there, yeah.
I'd love to share his magnets,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that.
Stick with me.
and once
stick
again,
with me.
You know, I know that you and Jules are so... supportive as well, supportive of local Kent businesses, building relationships, which of course ABC is about as well, and
yeah.
Ashley Lawrence, the wonderful Ashley Lawrence, and so there are going to be a lot of small businesses there. There are also Chris Pollard of Chris Connected, he has actually choreographed the whole thing. I wasn't allowed to get involved apart from final approval on a few things. So I've no idea actually of the detail of what's happening. I've been told.
You don't know about the dancing girls?
No, or men. And so there's some really, really key people. And if I could mention just a couple
of course you can.
People. Well, firstly, apart from the gorgeous Jules here, who's going to open the show, Ashley Lawrence is actually going to be, I call him charismatic, and he is. He is actually going to auction 5 of my books, which will be signed by Josie. And he is also going to the fabulous illustrator, Tim Lawrence. We have 5 limited editions framed illustrations, and they're going to be auctioned. And the money and is going to Tomorrow's People.
Oh, fabulous.
Because I know, Paul, you're an ambassador. Ashley's an ambassador. And, of course, Chris has worked with Tomorrow's People for over 3 years and has been an ambassador for over 18 months. And I feel it's a lovely way to give back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's very important.
It's a fabulous gesture.
So that's the plan. Justin Dean of Creative Motion is going to be filming the evening. The wonderful Zoe and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media are doing phenomenal work helping me and also doing great, great work on the evening. Pete Bresser of... Pete Bresser Photography.
Yep.
He's actually official photographer. He actually took the mug shot as well.
He took your cover photograph.
He did.
Is lovely.
He
I'm sure did. Jonathan will agree.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. And of course, the Andy Olson, who's just designed and created my lovely new website.
Fabulous.
And he's actually doing a lot of work on the evening as well. So I'm just so, so grateful to everyone. And I do know that my lovely sister, who's driven me here today, is also involved on food, beverage, and general overseeing, keeping the boys in tow for the evening. So it is going to be a fun night, a fabulous night. Obviously, there'll be a few little words said and thank yous. There's a lot of thank yous. And also on the back of my book, obviously, I've made sure that the people who've been on this journey with me have been acknowledged.
Fabulous.
So, yeah.
But reading the book, I've seen two chapters. I've been lucky enough to have had a preview. And there's some funny tales in that where you're sort of chased by romantic sort of old guys with not many teeth.
That's right. The teeth, they always seem to come into the equation. It's like...
Yes, and Josie has to hot foot it from the beach.
I do.
Owls as well play a big part. You're followed by owls, yeah, which
we
is
love.
Lovely.
Actually, when I first met Chris, I didn't know, but from the time he was a little boy, he absolutely adores owls. And wherever we go, owls follow us. So he's got tats.
It's not from Hogwarts, is it?
It's a hoot, isn't it?
But he doesn't. One of the first gifts I ever gave him was actually a toy owl.
Wow.
and a 3D book on owls. You see, he's a child at heart, even still.
Cool.
Now, they can buy the book,
we
Paul.
Can talk, yeah.
They can buy the book on 3ws.talesfromturkey.com.
Yes, buy now.
That is live now from yesterday. You can actually purchase your own copy if you don't win one from the Business Bunker.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And also Amazon, sorry.
Fabulous. We could talk about this for hours, but unfortunately, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
So, for the moment, Miriam McGurk, the famous Josie McGuire, author, Tales from Turkey. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. We wish you fabulous success with the book in general and the launch party on Thursday night.
And
we're right behind you, and well done. And thank you for being on the Business Bunker.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I've just enjoyed every minute of the show today. And words fail me right now in my thanks.
No, perfect. Aww. Stay with us for the rest of the show. We're going to rush through some of this because we've got a lot to cover, and I've got some interviews that I need to play right now. And I've got an email I want to read here, which is, we are opticians and contact lens specialists operating from Watling Street in Gillingham. The practice started here about 47 years ago, and we are the fourth incumbents of the shop. We aim to offer a service for those that wish to be treated as people and not just numbers. We take the time to listen to your requirements and produce eye care and eyewear to suit your needs and desires. Christmas is coming, so we can offer optical gift vouchers that can be exchanged at a later date for any of our optical services, be it eye exams, spectacles, sunglasses or contact lenses. We also have a range of OptiPets, little animals to look after your glasses when you're not wearing them. So no more sitting on them, Jules.
That's what I need, don't I?
Yeah, and that's from Tim at Bowden and Lowe, Bowden and Lowe, Lowe, who are opticians and contact lens specialists in Watling Street, Gillingham, and their website is bowdenandlowe, all one word, .com. So do check them out. And I met Tim at an event last week, which was the Business Community Breakfast at Gillingham Golf Club. And it was the 50th anniversary of this networking group. And I did a talk there. And while I was there, I conducted some interviews with some of the guys there. So for the moment, we're going to play you a few of those interviews of some of the people that were at the Business Community Breakfast. This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show at the Business Community Breakfast at Gillingham Golf Club. A fabulous turnout of businesses. Who have we got here?
Adrian Dante from McIntyre Hudson. I'm a corporate recovery director, so I help financially troubled businesses.
Fabulous. And are you enjoying a day? Is it a regular event you come to?
Yeah, every month. I've been coming for a number of years. A good diverse of people and businesses. We tend to sort of engage over, you know, everything else other than business.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah. So it's good fun as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Adrian, give us a shout for your website.
www.mcintyrehudson.co.uk.
Fabulous. Good to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm wandering around the Business Community Breakfast meeting at Gillingham Golf Club here, and look who I've bumped into. Hello. So how are you?
Hi, Paul. It's Neville Gaunt from MindFit.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very well. Lovely breakfast this morning.
It was, yeah. You come to these on a regular basis, don't you?
I try to get around as much as I can, especially in North Kent.
I didn't want to put it that way, but you get around a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
That's all right. So tell the listener what it is that you do. Or you've got a new thing that you're launching as well, I understand.
We do MindFit, as a lot of people know, and it's all about being the best you can be in any circumstance.
Right.
But what we've actually launched recently, and we launched at the London Golf Show last weekend, was MindFit Golf.
Wow.
And it's all about doing specific drills that tap into your unconscious brain to show you you're a great golfer.
Wow. And this is an online resource?
Yeah, we've managed to put it all online. We've got a PGA professional who's now our director of MindFit Golf, and he's been in the business for the last 30 years. And what we've done is literally tapped into all of his resources, all of his knowledge, and put it into some really simple drills that anybody can do.
Fabulous stuff. So how do we find out more about this? How can we get in contact with you?
Well, it's really simple to get online these days, and that's because it's an online package and it's all video driven and interactive. The website is www, as they say, mindfitgolf.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. Lovely to see you, Neville. I'm wandering around the business community breakfast meeting here this morning at Gillingham Golf Club, and look who I've bumped into. It's only Mr. Adrian Kearney. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, sir, Paul.
It's lovely to see you, mate. And do you come to the business community breakfast often?
Yes, I come every month. There's the odd occasion I can't make it because I've got a call out, but I'm there most months.
Fabulous. It's a great event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a superb event. Meet lots of different people. The thing I like about it most is it's not pressure selling to you. It's very much a community thing and trying to help each other.
Absolutely. Tell the listeners that those that don't know, and there's not many of them, but tell the listeners that don't know what you do.
Basically, what I do is I carry people's goods from A to B, including pets.
Right. And that's a very special part of your business, isn't it, pet carrier? Because you are a licensed pet carrier. You don't just shove a cat in the back of your van and drive off with it. You really do know what you're doing.
Yes, very much so. It took me quite some time to get my license, but yes, it's a specialised thing, taking people to the vets, obviously taking them to catcheries, kennels, that type of thing.
Cool. Excellent. Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.akcarriers.co.uk.
That's fabulous, Adrian. Great to see you, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks very much.
Hello there. Who have we got here?
I'm James Hopper.
Hello, James. Good morning. Do you come to a business community breakfast often?
This is my first time here.
First time? Mm. Oh, right. Okay. Have you enjoyed it so far?
It's been very good, yes.
Cool.
Met some nice people.
Brilliant. Tell the listeners what you do.
I run an in-car accessory company. It's called Advanced In-Car Solutions. We offer all electrical accessories on cars, from heated seats to parking cameras to parking sensors, phone kits and in-car media and security.
You do radio as well in cars.
I do, yes.
That's handy, isn't it? We're a radio station.
Exactly.
So what kind of things do you put in? Are you doing DAB, that kind of thing?
I do DAB, do iPods, do hands-free kits, most accessories, but a lot of cars come with them now, but we've still got quite a few that haven't, which
is
good.
Absolutely. And how are you finding internet radio in cars? Is something that's grown?
Not done that many yet, done a couple, but it's is good, yes.
Cool. Okay, how do we contact you if we want to find out more about you?
I'm on Facebook, Advanced In-Car Solutions. You can search on Facebook. I've got a phone number, which is 07950 964330.
Fabulous. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Karen. Lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very well, Paul. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Good.
Now, you've recently, fairly recently, launched a new business, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I've set up Avocet Strategic Resourcing with my husband, Keith Wilkins, because, though I hate to say it, we've got sort of nearly four decades of IT recruitment experience.
We won't mention that.
Yeah, I know, getting on a bit.
So, we started very young.
Yeah, very, very young. Yeah. We like to think we're Kent's best kept technology secrets.
Cool.
The way that we see it is all businesses today have to engage with technology.
Absolutely.
Regardless of their size, whether they're a 2 or 3 man business or whether they're a 2 or 300 person business. Mm. And what we want to do is provide that service whereby we can provide just one person to help support your technology. We can provide someone just for a few days if you just need a project done. Or alternatively, we can look at longer term recruitment needs and talk about getting that service desk team and support team in for you.
Oh, fabulous. So give us a shout for your website and how we contact you.
Okay, lots of ways to contact us. Very active on social media. So we have a Facebook page, which is Avocet Strategic Resourcing. We have two Twitter feeds going. So there's Avocet Karyn, that's K-A-R-Y-N. And Avocet is a bird, before anyone asks, and it's spelled A-V-O-C-E-T.
It's a long-legged bird, I understand.
I understand. I'm not making that joke. or there's Mr. Wilk, at Mr. Wilk 64. And our website is www.avocetrecruiting.com.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Karyn. I know how passionate you guys are about what you do.
Absolutely.
And I've already recommended your business to a few people.
So you have joined the business community breakfast?
Very much indeed.
Cool. And what's your name, sir?
David Sperling.
Hello, David. And so what's your business?
I write books and I tutor and I own a college in Nairobi.
Wow. Now that's an eclectic mix of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've seen one of the books you've written, which is a charity book called Corny Jokes, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I'm hoping that's going towards Emmaus, which is a Medway charity, and I'm hoping to be able to sell books for that because all the proceeds are just going to Emmaus.
Fabulous.
I feel very strongly about the homeless. We actually got a homeless person in. Well, somebody was homeless until they came to us last year. So I'm learning a bit more about it.
Fabulous. And you've got a business in Nairobi?
Yeah, we own a college in Nairobi.
Right.
Which is, we're a social enterprise. Right. We've got a college in Nairobi. We're teaching people accountancy there, but hoping to do other subjects as well.
That is brilliant. Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.davidjohnsperling.com.
Fabulous. Thank you, David.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, or Coffin Central as it's normally known. Thank you, Jules.
That was Jonathan Ryan.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. There were some interviews there that we did at the recent business community breakfast at the Gillingham Golf Club. And thank you to all those people that took part. It was a fabulous day. And congratulations on their 50th anniversary. I've had an email from the lovely Linda Cameron. She says, "Hi, I attended the Women in Business conference in Thanet, where I met Paul, who kindly aired a short interview he did with me regarding my shop, Maison Classique in Herne Bay, for which I'm very pleased and grateful. At the same meeting, I spoke to a lady from Margate who told me of a wonderful scheme she has started renting out shelf space to crafters. I have always encouraged local handcrafts and cottage industry workers by selling their treasures within my shop and thought this fabulous idea would sit beautifully within an emporium environment. We propose, therefore, to rent out our upcycled dressers and other items of painted furniture for as little as £10 a week, with a minimum of 4 weeks to enable us to manage the venture more easily. We will sell their goods for which they receive the full price, and they come in as and when to replenish and replace stock. If any of your listeners are crafters or makers and would like to be interested in finding more about participating, please could they give me a call on 01227 740564. And that's from Linda Cameron of Maison Classique Emporium. And funnily enough, I was actually looking through their shop window last Wednesday. I was hanging around, as you do, early morning in Herne Bay, and I stumbled across their shop.
Window shopping, were you?
But to call it an emporium is really brilliant, because that's exactly what it is. When I looked in, I thought, blimey, that's a bit of an emporium, that is. As you do. No, it is. It really is. It's a lovely shop. And I actually came across it completely by accident.
What were you doing in Herne Bay?
That's not for you to know.
Oh, I want to know.
I was actually about to do a talk to the management of the Herne Bay Job Centre.
Oh, God. Although I remember you saying that. Yeah. Did it go well?
It did, indeed. But I also saw Maison Classique. So if you want to find out more about displaying your wares and getting them sold in Maison Classique, you can call Linda Cameron on 01227 740564. Thank you for that, Linda.
Sister of Brenda.
She is, indeed. Yep. Go with an email.
Good afternoon. Would you please mention this on your show? It's the Friars calling in from Aylesford Priory. Their Christmas fair is on the 23rd and 24th of November. It's at 10 a.m. till 4. You can see a giant reindeer, visit Santa's Grotto, magic shows and music, and it's only £3 and £1 for children. So thank you very much from Lee. They say it's a very, very important role for them in fundraising activities. I said antiques, so I was listening to your creaking chair. Also, enjoy a curry and beer with Cane and Beer. Curry and Beer Night is the 26th of November at the Everest Inn in Ashford, and it's 6 o'clock. And there is a sat nav here for you. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 23, 1, P for Peter, J for Jules. And that's www.cain, cainandbeer.co.uk /currynights. Thank you for that.
Good. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet in from Unite Works. They have training and meeting rooms for hire in Rochester, fully equipped, ample free tea, coffee, parking, and you can rent the rooms from as little as £85. So that's Unite Works. You can follow them on the Twitter at Unite Works, and I happen to know their website is www.uniteworks.co.
That's because you've got a brain like an elephant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do check that out. And while we're talking about such emporiums, the next Create at Fruitworks is due to happen on the 28th of November. Three fabulous speakers, Mr. Sam Hutchins, Tamsin Fox-Davis and Shirley Mansfield will be speaking. It's a free networking event with free beer provided, and it's a glorious night. Do get along. There's a page. You can go to the website fruitworks.co. And then go to the events page to let them know that you're coming. But it's all free to attend, but you do need to book a ticket.
You get a little beer there, don't you?
Yeah, we give free beer.
Yeah.
It starts 7 p.m. Thursday the 28th of November at Fruitworks, which is 77 Stour Street, Canterbury.
There's an Explore South East E magazine, and it's out now. And
oh, Michael White, that will be.
It is. Who did the walk round the coast, didn't he?
He did indeed. He walked around the entire county of Kent in its entirety, round the coast.
He did. Anyway, his Explore Southeast E magazine is out now, and it's available to buy, and it's a 116-page edition of Explore Southeast, and you can peruse a compilation of great places to walk and explore, as well as fun family days out in Kent and East Sussex. You can buy this for just £1.20 using PayPal Secure. Let's have a look how you can go onto their website, which is, I don't know where the website is, but if you just Google Explore Southeast e-magazine, I'm sure it will come up, and it's Walking the Garden book. For a limited time, you can download it, but we'll give you more on that on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Yeah, we will put a link, as we always do, to everything that you hear on the show. You will be able to find on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. It will be listed under today's show, which, as you will remember, is show number 150, because it is our fourth anniversary. One or two people have spotted this, so I thought I'd explain.
What?
Well, if we've been on the air for 4 years,
yeah,
how come we're only on show 150?
Yeah, it makes you
wonder. We should be on show 190.
Yeah.
Well, there's a very simple reason. The first year I started, I used to name the shows after the date.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I realised in the second year, it made it very confusing if you were trying to find out what show you were after, because we just had a jumble of different dates in the same months.
Yeah, that's what I should do with
So in year two, I started naming it show one.
That's good.
Yeah. But so...
So those that have done the maths are correct.
Yeah. So in fact, it is a bit of a fib. This isn't the 150th show. It's almost
more.
The 200th.
Makes me feel quite queasy.
Yeah. But it is. Its official title is show number 150.
But still 4 years. Amazing.
I know. You'd think I'd got it right by now, wouldn't you?
You would have done. The Brownies have got another business networking meeting, and it's at the Best Western Abbots Barton with the lovely Janice Watton, the tall one. It's on Thursday the 28th of November, so that's next Thursday week, and it's 7 to 9, 9:50 a person, And if you want to book, go to events at castlewoodhotels.com or just call the Abbots Barton and you'll get through. And they've got the fabulous Will Britton, who made me some gluten-free chocolate brownies. Thank you, Will. They were fab.
Cool.
All gooey in the middle.
Really?
Gooey in the middle, they were. Christmas with Sally for Cakes. That's Sally number four cakes. Novelty and traditional cakes. If you want to order now, you can do that. She's also doing gift vouchers. Just go on to sally4cakes.co.uk.
Cool. We've got another new listener. It's a bit worrying. This Sheds Direct. I wonder what that was going to be for a minute. But it is just Sheds Direct. They actually just do flog sheds. It wasn't 50 Sheds of Grey or anything like that.
No.
So thank you, Sheds Direct, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening in. It's always a pleasure to have new listeners. And Martin Fever has also tweeted in saying he's listening.
Stephen Jenner has done a few retweets for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Stephen's from the Gillingham Amateur Automatic people, isn't he?
Yes, he's a thespian.
Yeah, we have read them out, a couple of things they've been doing last couple of weeks, yeah.
But thanks for the retweets, guys. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I've got some kind of interesting things, business-related things to mention here.
Do spill the beans, then.
Yeah. Kent's Dolecue dropped again this month, according to the new figures published yesterday. The number of unemployed people in the county fell to an all-time low of 22,661. That's approximately 3% of Kent's working age population at work at the moment, which is in line with the national average, but there's still a broad east-west split in the figures. So basically the coastal areas in the east, like Thanet, Shetway and Slough, still have above average numbers, whilst Maidstone, Tunbridge Wells and Sevenoaks and Morling, not surprising, have less than 2% claiming benefits.
Now, do you think anything, this is because of the government changes in the money that people are getting?
No.
Jobs to work? Or what do you think? What do you think the reason is, Paul Andrews?
Because there's tons and tons and tons and tons of jobs about.
There are lots of jobs.
There's been loads of jobs about for loads of years. And I don't think that the new change in job seekers allowance has kicked in yet. I think that will kick in
at some
point.
Well, they're saying it's made a difference. They're saying already.
Yeah, but they say all kinds of things. They're politicians.
Yeah, you don't believe any of it, do you?
No, I don't. Because there hasn't been a problem with getting work for years. There's been plenty of work. There's a disconnect. People assume that because there are 2.5 million people unemployed, there aren't any jobs. And that's just not true. There's millions of jobs.
Yeah.
There is literally millions of jobs. Yeah, but all over the country.
Yeah.
We've created 1.5 million new jobs in the last 2 years alone.
Mm.
And most of the new jobs are being created by small businesses. I was talking to some guys from Medway Borough Council the other day, and they eventually agreed with me that the demographic of Maidstone is such. There are actually 7,900 businesses in Maidstone, but 6,800 of them have less than 5 employees.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that pattern is right across the board. So most employment is with very small businesses. And of course, government departments and the public sector don't deal with small.
No.
They only deal with big. So they miss a lot of this. But the changes to job seekers allowance and things like that will start to kick in and the whole benefits package.
Well, we talked earlier on in the year about engineering and how it's thriving, didn't we?
Absolutely. Manufacturing, engineering, if you want to derogatorily describe it as old school stuff, it's very underskilled. It's very difficult to get skilled workers in those areas. But also the new industries, digital industries, web design, web development, database development are also difficult. About the only area that isn't growing is retail.
Yeah, and what we're trying to support is the independent shops and the small businesses.
Absolutely.
Let's all try and spend our 10% in those.
Yeah, and I've got a piece of news now which will help even more.
Go on.
Yeah, which is something that the government have introduced and will kick in next year, which is from April 2014, every business and charity in the UK will be entitled to a £2,000 employment allowance to reduce their employer national insurance contributions. The employment allowance will reduce the barriers faced by small businesses which are trying to grow by supporting them with the cost of employment. It will benefit up to 1.25 million employers, with 98% of the benefit going to small businesses with fewer than 250 employees.
As a result, 450,000 small employers will pay no national insurance contributions, employers' national insurance contributions at all in 2014 or 2015.
That's a great help, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about time.
About time, yeah.
It's an anti-job tax, you know.
Yeah.
Why? If you want to get people employed, why impose a tax on
them? Yeah, exactly.
So they've now done something, a little bit, not enough, but something about it. The allowance will be available to businesses, charities and community amateur sports groups. The process will be simple for businesses, which will only need to confirm their eligibility through their usual payroll processes, which you now have to do online, so it's all an automated process. It will be delivered through the standard payroll software and HMRC's real-time information system. So you don't need to do anything. It will just kick in when you submit your returns via the RTI, which you have to do by law now anyway. So that's cool.
That
will save lots of small businesses $2,000 on their national insurance bills, which is a good thing at last.
And about time too, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got time for one more email you have it.
I haven't got any.
You've finished all yours, haven't you?
I get on with it, Paul Andrews, you see.
Okay, well, we've still got some tweets, and we've had a tweet from B. Halling, who says, happy 4th anniversary. Thank you for a lovely show. I'm really enjoying it.
And Telcare, thank you, B. And Telcare Limited are saying, we're all listening in, and congratulations on your 4th anniversary from all the team at Telcare. Have you got any press releases to read out?
I have, but I haven't got any time to do them.
I can gabble one.
No, I've got to wrap it up and say goodbye now, because we're almost at the end of the show.
Doesn't it go quickly?
It does indeed, as the last 4 years has gone incredibly quickly too. And we're looking forward to the next 4 years of the Business Bunker show. We have loads of plans in the pipeline for some new shows and some new extensions to the things we're doing. And we're also planning 2 special shows.
Mm.
Well, no, 1 special show and a special series. We're going to be doing in the new year a series in conjunction with Kent County Council talking about all the business support that's available from KCC and the various public sector organisations in terms of business loans, business support and business mentoring. And we're going to be doing a series of programmes over the coming 4 months with them on that. And we're really looking forward to that.
Great idea.
And we're going to do a one-off special show, which will be 2 or 3 hour show, specifically looking at the world of employment. And we will be doing with a number of organisations and agencies who are involved in training, apprenticeships and stuff like that. So we'll be talking with colleges, apprenticeship providers, and again, the public authorities such as KCC, and what they are doing to get young people into work. So some exciting things on our horizon. But coming up later on Channel Radio, at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show. And then we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery,
and
at 5 o'clock.
And there's a queue forming already.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, we have the awesome Jamie Leftarm with the New Potato Show. So do stay tuned to Channel Radio for those fabulous shows. You will be able to listen again to the Business Bunker Show shortly. But it just leaves me to say a massive thank you to our guests, Mr. Jonathan Ryan. Thank you, Jonathan. At the Google photographer extraordinaire, and to the lovely author Josie Maguire, Miriam McGurk, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you so much, Paul.
It's an absolute
congratulations
pleasure.
Congratulations on yet another fabulous show in the next 4 years.
Thank you very much indeed. We will be with you on Thursday night at your launch party.
Yes.
So thank you for listening to the show. As I say, stay tuned to Channel Radio for shows coming up later today. But you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly lovely Jules Serking. We will be back with you next week with another show. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.